Okay, we are back. This morning we're going to talk about multi-layer flooring. That's an area that, at least for me, there's some confusion. We're going to try to decipher some of the acronyms. Hopefully, we'll bring some clarity to the whole situation. With us, Philip Aramusby. And I'm sure I didn't say that correctly, but Philippe, I'm glad to have you with us.
Good morning, Dave.
And I hope I didn't mess your name up too much.
No, you did pretty well. Most of the time, people tend to butcher my name. Philippe Aramusby, not so easy to say, but you did a pretty good job there.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's probably not true, but I appreciate it. Now, Philippe is the COO of U.S. Floors. He's also a board member of the Multi-Layer Flooring Association. But before we start and talk about multi-layer flooring, let me ask you about the association, the Multi-Layer Flooring Association. So talk to us about that, if you would, and its mission.
Well, a group of us got together back in 2017, early summer of 2017, and that group consisted of Armstrong, Mannington, Novalis, Torlis, TFL, Metroflor, and of course US Floor. And we got together because with this emerging category, we felt that there was a need to bring some clarity and to really establish some standards to ensure the performance and safety for indoor residential and commercial environments. So we went pretty fast in that process. We put a nice tactical committee together, and they have done a fantastic job. So by the end of last year, we were able to have established standard already called ASTM F3261, and those are mostly performance standards, and now we're in the process of setting up some safety standard as well to make sure that people are not going to be harmed by the installation of the product in their home. So standard for safety in terms of off-gassing, in terms of content, making sure that the product do not contain phthalates, for instance, and also heavy metals.
I see. Now, this is synthetic floor. I mean, you do not include wood, I guess, under the auspices of that organization, do you?
No, the organization was set up to represent the category of polymer composite core flooring.
Okay.
So the polymer core is really what we consider to be the category, and of course, on top of that, this is an emerging new category, as we all know, going very strong right now. So, you know, the WPC product, for instance, have a veneer of LVT on top of that core. SPC, it's different as well because it's only really a film and a wear layer. Some products now are being introduced with wood veneers. We are going to see probably some stone veneers in the future. It's basically the origin is controlling about what goes in the composition of the core.
I see. Now, you mentioned LVT, WPC, SPC. Is that pretty much it? Are there other products other than those three?
For the time being, there will be some other products in the future because that category is really growing fast and evolving very fast, faster than we have seen in any other product category before. But for the time being, we are focusing mainly on WPC and SPC.
I see. Well, let me ask you first about LVT. Now, that's been around a long time, I think. Of course, it's changed a good deal. It's primarily, I guess, or at least originally it was in tile, now it's in plank, and I guess, what do they call that, LVP, I guess. Talk about that category and how it's changed, and also the various varieties there are. There must be just a multitude of varieties out there as well.
Well, the MFA Association really want to control rigid core type products, and today we are talking about WPC and SPC. But previous to that, of course, CellVT was introduced. CellVT was introduced first as a glued-on version for tiles and planks. LVT as well. I would say maybe sheet vinyl was somewhat an LVT at some point, but mostly it was glued-on plank and tile. And then, of course, the evolution was that LVT was able to install as a floating system with a locking system applied to the perimeter of the plank. Again, those type of products are under the governance of another association, which is the Resilient Floor Covering Institute. But the MFA is really governing the SPC and WPC type products.
I see. Would it be fair to say that all LVT is basically, or at least it's similar, if not the same?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that question?
I guess what I'm trying to get at, you know, we hear the category, and to the uneducated, it means pretty much everything called LVT is pretty much the same, and I don't imagine that's the case, is it?
Well, what we consider to be LVT is anything that is flexible, that is not engineered over a substrate. And so this is pretty much what is, like I said before, being governed by RFCI. So anything flexible would be LVT, and anything rigid will be today either a WPC or an SPC product.
I see. That's interesting. Incidentally, how are the tariffs affecting LVT?
Well, there is production of LVT, as you know, outside of China. So there is production in Europe, there is production in the U.S., and there is production as well in Taiwan and Korea. However, when we look at products like SPC and WPC, the majority of the production, well, the great majority actually, is in China. There is very little WPC being produced, a little bit in Korea, a little bit in the U.S. today, but nothing that could guarantee the supply that is being absorbed today in our market.
I see. Now, the
definitely that category is going to be very impacted by these tariffs.
I see. The properties of LVT, I guess they have to vary somewhat, don't they? I mean, all of it does not have the same properties. Would that be a correct statement?
Well, when we talk in terms of we have to take two things in consideration with LVT. Number one is a thickness, and number two is are the performance attributes in terms of abrasion and wear resistance. So when we talk about the glued-down type product, they are generally about 2 millimeter to 2.5 millimeter. They have wear layer going anywhere from a 6 mil to a 20 mil, and of course with different price points, with the different attributes. As far as SPC, WPC are concerned, those are two different animals. Talking about WPC, for instance, the WPC product have a substrate, which is what we call WPC, and do have a top layer of LVT, where the SPC does not have a top layer at all. It's basically a different core to begin with, and then only a film is applied on top of the substrate, and then a wear layer. So totally different product as well.
I see. Now, there are LVT products both for the residential and commercial market, I guess, and you really explained some of that already, but if there's anything left, talk about that.
Well, yes, again, it's definitely about the performance attribute. For instance, if you're in a residential environment, you will see product anywhere with from a 6 mil well a year to a 12 mil well a year. Where in a commercial environment, when there is higher traffic and more stringent requirements expected, then you will see more the well a year being between 20 mil and 30 mil in general.
You've been listening to a conversation featuring Philippe Aramisby, Chief Operating Officer, U.S. Floors, and board member of the Multilayer Flooring Association. We'll have more of this conversation this coming Tuesday. This is Floor Radio.